Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good morning, Houston, and welcome to the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational Golf Tournament. Live at Wildcat Golf Club, this three-man scramble is made up of an African-American, an Italian, and a schnitzel. From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Dell with John and Lance.
An African-American, an Italian, and a schnitzel. Okay? That's what Spencer just said about you.
Diversity.
Okay, that's why. This is the most diverse show in the world.
Well, it's not very difficult considering radio overall.
I'm tired of that narrative.
What?
What?
That the radio is not diverse in Houston.
Yeah. All right.
So sports radio.
Sorry, listen, you. Stop rubbing your skin.
Okay.
Stop
me
doing
and
that.
Del.
All right, go
and
ahead.
You.
Why do you think that narrative
Oreo
off?
Cookie.
Okay, the box?
You're talking about sports radio.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
It's very diverse.
Is
okay.
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You.
Go on.
Irishman.
Me and
Michael
you,
Connor.
Del.
Michael Connor, Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
Treebeard.
Treebeard.
Is his co-host.
He's a Treebeard?
Mm-hmm.
We're live at Wildcat Golf Club this morning here on ESPN 97.5.
That's where you stop.
For our occasional invitational.
It,
and it is awesome. Awesome, awesome. Hey, guys, what's going on? It is going to be a great day out here. We got the, I think we're playing the Lakes, and we will have a scramble out here. Maybe, just maybe, you can come on out here and still get in the tournament. I know that we know that Billy Brown gave his away, right?
Yes.
And so we got those people that are going to come out. It is going to be a fun day out here. We'll be here all day, broadcasting live all day long right here at Wildcat Golf Club. If you're just in the neighborhood, you can come and have lunch. I'm telling you, this Monty and the people here do a great job. A great job with the food here. The menu is great. The food is really, really good here. And so if you're looking for a place, if you're down here in the Pearland area and you're looking for some place to just have lunch, you can come here and do that as well. But if you golf and you haven't played here lately, the course is great, just great. So we are thrilled to be here today. We're going to be here all day long. Not much going on in the sports world last night, other than Draymond Green with yet another. Boy, this dude is just, I mean, I know he was the talk of all the shows before us here, and maybe you've had your fill of Draymond talk this morning, but he is just.
Well, you're probably just getting in the car.
Well, or that.
Yeah.
Or that, and you hadn't heard. He pretty much just punched Nurkic in the face.
Yeah, they're going to have to, like, I don't even know if he really wants to even play basketball. His reactions, his responses, his actions in general, they're of someone who, like, there's no, not only is he not trying to, he's just out of control. And Adam Silver, at this point, this needs to be like a 20-game.
So he's already had a 5-game
suspension.
Game.
Yeah,
he's already had a 5-game.
And this
year.
He clearly turns. Is somebody just crowding him on the baseline? He shows no reaction when he leaves. He's just trying to. He wants. Yeah. This is what he wants. And I don't know if.
I mean, is he Rodman? He needs vacations
I think he's got some issues that need to be addressed. I think he's got anger issues. I think there's something that needs to be addressed. I'm not even joking. I think that he needs to see somebody because this is turning into Rodman-type stuff where he can't get out of his own way. He does things unnecessarily to provoke. And you've already heard Steve Kerr's over it. His teammates are over it. They've already dropped enough hints publicly. They've said what they need to say. At some point, you're going to have to – I mean, he's been ejected 3 times already in the year. This is the third – and 2 for physical
and they've only
assaults.
Played 23 games, and he's missed 5 of them already.
For physical assaults. And so, really – and then he always does this thing where he acts like it's a natural motion. The NBA needs to step in, you know, suspend him for 20 games – and then move forward with it because and they'd be doing, frankly, they'd be doing the Warriors a favor.
I think this is a byproduct of him on a team that's not competing. Not that I'm excusing it, but I don't know if this is new or what kept him in check was the thoughts of winning big because he wanted to be a part of a winner. They're 10-13. They're not a very good basketball team. And, you know, who was it? Rudy Gobert talked about when Steph's not around, he doesn't want to play.
Right.
Maybe the fact that they're not a good basketball team has led him to not really wanting to play and would rather do things to get off the court because
does he want to play or is he just seething with anger all the time?
I think the thoughts of winning big maybe controlled some of that, but now that this is a bad basketball team who's not maybe not on their last legs but needs a reboot and I don't know how they're going to do it, maybe he's acting out because they're not playing for anything it looks like this year.
I can't believe we used to have conversations about.
I mean, we're 23 games in.
Yeah, but you know they're not. They're not. But
well, Clay is going to play better. You know, I mean, what are you giving up already? I mean,
I don't think they're a serious contender for the title.
Yeah, what I mean.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll make.
And for Draymond, I mean, if you play for the Warriors, then that means you're just playing out the season. I don't you think that? Can you believe we had conversations? And at the time, it felt like legitimate conversations. About would you rather have Draymond or Dylan Brooks if you had to choose one of them? This is before Dylan was even, you know, necessarily on the I don't know if he was on the radar of the Rockets, but they were both free agents. Would you rather have Dylan or I don't know if Draymond was a free agent, but would you rather have Draymond or Dylan Brooks? Yeah, as a trade bait. And I remember, you know, the talk was, you know, maybe Draymond because he's been on a winner. He can help you win. What a disaster that would have been.
Yeah.
He's going to be the same guy. I pretty much think, well, for the Rockets, he would have been the same guy. Maybe for like a team like the Lakers, I don't know how many teams you can get. The Nuggets? I don't know how many teams you can get to.
Oh, they want that?
No. But I'm just saying.
And
maybe,
the Lakers are.
You could get him to act right, but I don't think so. I think he's crossed.
They got Russ.
Yeah, no, he's crying. Mean, well, I'm just
oh, no,
saying
no.
from
Russ is with the, with
yeah,
the
I'm just saying from LeBron.
They've been in all the old players. I mean, no.
That may be what he needs is to have. I don't. Well, basically, to me, I would never touch him. He's getting into the Rodman status where at one point in Rodman's career, you just couldn't like it was just not worth it.
Yeah,
and Draymond Green is just not worth it anymore. I mean, he's got issues that need to be addressed. He turns and flails his right arm and hits Nurkic across the side of the head with his forearm. And he's not even like – it was an intentional act that he tried to play off as some kind of just emotion of basketball that he was just moving and somehow Nurkic was there. It's just – it's such a joke.
Yeah, and you were right. He was a free agent this offseason, but he was always going to sign. He was always going to sign back the Warriors. And his goal – you know, their goal is to keep those three together to the end, and they had like a night because their numbers came up as a date in the calendar. It was 11-23-30 or whatever it was to honor all the three of those guys. No, 11-30-23. Excuse me. So the goal was to keep them there, and of course to talk of building a statue of them there. But they've got to be like, what are we doing? This is a guy who's supposed to be the stalwart, the defensive captain, all the things he's lauded for. We can't predict whether he's going to be on the court because of not wanting to play basketball. Well, I don't know how you explain it other than, like you said, an anger issue.
Now, listen, you asked the question, would you rather? I'd much rather have Dylan Brooks. There's no question about that.
Well, it's easy. Yeah, that's an easy call now.
That said, you're talking about a Hall of Famer in Draymond, right? Oh, absolutely.
He's going to the Hall of
Famer. He's Hall of Famer.
Is he?
Yes. Yeah. The titles and what he's done.
Hasn't he won Defensive Player of the Year a couple times?
Yeah. I don't want him in.
Yeah.
You don't want him in?
You don't want him in
I'm
your Hall of Fame?
I'm going to go John McClain, but opposite. Because John McClain helped get people into the NFL Hall of Fame.
You want to keep
I'm going the other way. I'm like, this guy's a punk. He's a jerk. He's a loser. He's hit people in the face.
John McClain did that too, though.
He kept people out.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. If I ever get on the basketball committee to elect Hall of Fame, and I'm on the Joe Moore Award committee.
How do you plan on getting on the Basketball Hall of Fame committee?
I just have to angle for it. I'm going to have to angle for it. I'm going to have to meet different people, sow some seeds. Hey, you know what would be great is if I could do Basketball Hall of Fame votes, and they'll say, I'll see if we have a spot, and I'll just push. I'll see if I can get somebody to make a call for me to get on. And when I get in there, Trojan horse, I'm going to try to keep Draymond out.
You keep Draymond out. And we'll keep you know, I'm hoping that Dylan Brooks doesn't turn into this because he's got tendencies like it. Wait, he was like this last year.
Yeah, no, he's got latent tendencies that you hope stay in the background.
Right, right.
There's no question. His or less, they just don't look as goofy. They're more straightforward.
He has a recessive Draymond gene.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. He has the recessive Draymond gene. Yes.
The other story, I guess, nationally, how about that the Giants pick up the Korean MVP? Jung-Hoo Lee is going to the San Francisco Giants, a 6-year contract. I don't know what they're going to have to pay for a guy. And do they have to pay the league? Do they have to pay his team over there in Korea? This is something that's becoming very trendy. Everybody's looking for the next Shohei, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's looking for that guy that's going to be that guy. And it looks like this guy, you know, San Francisco, being on the West Coast is going to be a huge advantage to sign Asian players, right? I mean, we've got the biggest advantage with the Latin American players.
Well, it always has been, though, because of the Asian community.
Yeah, it's closer.
It's just a huge Seattle. It's a huge advantage.
Yeah, the Giants.
The West Coast.
The Dodgers. The Angels are out. I know that they had Shohei.
They could still sign new guys.
Yeah.
Angels, if you look at – I went and looked at the history of Japanese signings.
But who wants to go sign there when Shohei was there for all that time and didn't get to the playoffs?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you also have fan base still, and you – like, it's still quality of life, things like that. It's known as a big advantage where Asian players want to – well, no, but the players are said to be comfortable where there's a heavier – now, it's not a huge Japanese population – for Japanese players in this country, it's not as big. You know, you use the phrase Asian, Asian market, because the Japanese market. I read a whole article on this that talked about. You know, it's not like a predominant market, but there is the Asian market does flock to other Asian players, and so the West Coast has a huge advantage, especially California and the Bay Area.
Yeah.
I mean, Los Angeles and the
San Francisco,
Bay Area.
6th largest Asian population. 90,000 residents, so it makes some sense for Jung-Hoo Lee to go there.
Is L.A. second or first to New York?
I don't know the rank, because I just looked up San Francisco Korean community, and it came up. I'm not sure.
We're actually fairly high.
Oh, no.
We're actually fairly high, but we just don't have that in.
Well, we got one, but our owner's one of the poorest, so he's not going to do stuff like that.
Right, exactly.
Oh, he ain't paying no Asian player to come with 6 years, $80 million.
This isn't going to be popular, but I kind of...
Are you done with Jim Crane?
No. I kind of feel bad for Jim Crane in a way.
You feel bad?
Nah, that's not the right phrase for it. I think it's unfortunate the way this is going to end up going for Jim Crane, because I already see it headed in this direction.
People are turning on him?
Yeah. No, it started happening, well, just because we all gave him the benefit of the doubt because it made financial sense. But now you know what the playing field is. You're going to have to pick and choose some times where you jump out there and do something that is – maybe a little uncomfortable. That's just how the game. And if you don't do that, then people are just going to say you raise prices every year, tickets went up. It's because they were winning, and then you didn't hang on to the teams. Like, I already know how this is going to go for him, and I don't think it's going to go very well.
Oh, no. When they start losing and he's not spending over the cap.
He's getting everything.
He's going to catch it. He's already catching it. You're right. He's already catching it.
And they're winning. The 7th straight ALCS and he's starting to catch it. But it's because you can't just lose all the beloved. Everybody with a name on a jersey.
It's gone.
When they're gone.
Yeah, except Altuve.
Yeah, except Altuve.
And Verlander. Yeah.
And Tucker, but we're already counting Tucker gone.
Yeah, he's going to be. All those.
I mean, it's. When you're counting one of your players gone 2 years out.
What are they going to do with all those crowns?
I don't know.
You know?
King.
Yeah.
King Chaz?
No, it's Fat Chaz.
No, Fat, yeah.
No, it's Gator Chomps.
Be fat soon.
No, it's Gator Chomps, okay?
The first 20,000 fans get a Fat.
No. King Jake? What about King Jake?
Why aren't we superimposing? Why aren't we superimposing on Star Wars night, superimposing Chaz's face on Jabba the Hutt?
Terrible. We're going to break it here. We're live at Wildcat Golf Club. We got a story. Okay. I don't know if you've seen this, but you got to stick around because I know that you are going to love this story, Lance. You,
all right.
Of all people, you're going to be the happiest about this one.
Okay.
Right now, though, we're talking about Doc Linville.
Does it involve Jessica Alba?
It does not involve Jessica Alba, I don't think, anyway. So here's the deal is I'm playing golf today with Doc Linville. He's coming out here, and we're going to play together, and it is going to be I'm indebted to Doc Linville, and if you are somebody that is hair, if you have a problem with your hair, and I had a problem with my hair. It was mangy. It was awful. It was I hated taking my hat off because it was like, oh, that's nice. You got all those holes up there on the top of your head. And Doc Linville fixed that for me. And it just is so much better to have hair. Nothing against you bald people out there. Nothing. I'm one of you. But you know what? Right now I'm just better because I've got hair. I'm not saying I'm better than you, but I'm just saying I have better hair than you do if you're bald, okay? So here's the deal is you can be better too. And Doc Linville does this every single day. And he's got a great deal for you right now. He is giving you 50% off each NeoGraft, and that could be a savings of about $1,000 because you got a bunch of NeoGrafts that you're going to put at the top of your head and make you look great. You want hair? You can get hair. 975hair.com.
ESPN 975.com. We keep getting away with it.
He can't keep getting away with it!
We're back in the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Occasional Invitational Golf Tournament live at Wildcat Golf Club. Here is your radio twosome, John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Live at Wildcat Golf Club for our Occasional Invitational. St. Arnold, thank you. Big sponsor here. Cypress Trail Hideout featuring Papa Charlie's Barbecue. We're going to have that. So we'll be eating barbecue around 10 o'clock this morning, which is perfect, Lance, right? I mean, yeah. Everybody that thinks you can't have a great lunch
at
10 o'clock.
I can tell you every place that's open at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Every restaurant that's open at 10 o'clock, Pete's Fine Meats is open. For you can get whatever you want over there. The Roostar Vietnamese is open. The starts with a T.
Tootsies?
No.
You're gonna go buy a dress?
No, the Mexican
at 10
place.
In the morning?
The Mexican place. That's right over there on the corner, Richland and Chimney Rock.
Well, how about Valencia's Tex Mex Garage?
Abdallah's, are they open at 10?
No one knows. But here's the deal.
They need to let us know.
Right. They need to let us know. But they're going to be giving us dinner tonight, which is going to be
awesome.
So
we got Papa Charlie's, who I love. Love Wes and those guys. So we got Papa Charlie's for lunch, but lunch is a legitimate
10 o'clock.
We're
teeing off at 10:30.
Which is the new lunch. Yeah. And then Valencia's Tex-Mex at dinner.
Yeah.
Wow.
So let me ask you guys a question, both of you. Have you retweeted?
Retweeted
to vote for your Pro Bowl vote?
No.
No, I have not done that.
Okay, so you haven't seen this? At Sting Jr., Derek Stingley's account.
Okay.
Hashtag Pro Bowl vote. At Sting Jr.
Blessings hands.
Every retweet counts as a vote. Vote. Tweet. Vote 24. Tweet to vote. Hashtag Pro Bowl vote Derek Stingley Jr. Hashtag Pro Bowl vote at Sting Jr.
Okay.
He's got 2,100 retweets.
2,100. Okay.
And
that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Should you play in half your team's games?
Well, are you holding a different standard to what is expected for you to vote for your entire baseball team? Vote all these Rockets. Vote all these Astros.
Yeah, but he's doing it himself. It's not the team doing it.
It's whoever runs his account is, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. He's got 4 interceptions.
How do you?
It's more than Sauce.
You don't know if he's running his.
Well, I don't care. Why would he not want to
make it? Didn't he just play Sauce? How'd that work out for him?
No, he didn't cover Sauce, and Sauce
didn't
cover
play,
him.
You know, Sauce.
What that has? What does he have to do with the wide receivers not getting open?
What does he have?
How many catches did Stingley allow? I think it was 0. I don't remember him giving up a catch.
You might be right. There's nothing. Yeah. Except was he on Garrett Wilson at all? Because no, he wasn't on any of the catches.
They played a lot of zone for some reason, which by the way is not his choice either.
Yeah. So, well,
I don't have a problem with them.
You don't have a problem with him.
They tell us to vote.
He's doing it.
That's okay. Well, once again, whoever crafted that is probably not. It's probably not him. It's probably somebody who has access.
It might be him putting it. You know.
Nah. I'm sure he has his own. I'm sure it's probably somebody has access to his account, to his publicist, who tweets that stuff out, crafts it for him, and sends it. That's how most of that stuff works. But I don't have a problem with him asking for that. We do it for baseball and basketball. What's a big deal?
The teams do it. The teams do it for baseball and basketball.
That's true, but I don't follow the players, so I don't know if they
I don't know. I just feel like leave it to the team. You played six games.
13 total games.
Well, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. He has six. Had he played the whole season, he'd already have like 10 interceptions.
Okay, there you have it.
He'd have 10 interceptions.
Just ended. Had he played the whole season, you don't have to say anything after that because the answer is no. He doesn't play the whole season.
It's bad luck.
It's bad luck?
Yeah.
Or it seems to be trending. He doesn't play.
No, it's trending and he's playing.
Oh, yeah.
That's the trend. The current trend is he plays.
I don't know. I just.
What if he makes money for making Pro Bowl? Are you trying to take money out of his pocket? He could have a contract bonus.
He might have a contract bonus.
So why not try to get votes from Texans fans? He's been good when he's played.
He has been good when he's played. Yeah, but again, it's six games. It's six games that he's played. I don't know. I just kind of feel
that's kind of the standard. Isn't that kind of the standard now? You got to rest.
He's load managing.
Well, when the Texans lead the league in hamstring injuries, we already saw Juice Scruggs stayed out for missed like 10 games or 11 games because of a hamstring, injury.
Now,
I consider I think Stingley made it back early.
Now, Dalton Schultz, how long will he be? He's got to come back soon, right?
Oh, man.
I don't want him to come back this week because CJ won't be there. I don't think CJ is going to be there. And if he's not there, oh, well, just save yourself till CJ comes back.
See, I got to, like, honestly, I really do think that the Texans need to be involved with getting Dalton Schultz for another. I talked to somebody else on another team about Dalton Schultz, and his whole thing goes, you can find another guy like Schultz. I'm like, I don't know. Dalton Schultz was a really good target for Dak
Prescott.
Yeah, but
look at Jake Ferguson now.
Yeah, no, that's true, but he was a really good one for Dak Prescott. Well, maybe that's true, but I just know that they did draft Jake Ferguson. I mean, if you got Dalton Schultz, you're on a rookie contract. You give him a 3-year deal where two or, you know he's going to play two.
Well, it ain't like the Texans ain't put something into the tight end now.
No, they drafted Brevin Jordan. They drafted Catoriano, who's more of a blocker. They drafted the meathead from Kahale Warren. Yeah. They drafted him. He was a flame out. I mean, you're right. They understand, especially in this offense, it's very important. Having two tight ends is very important. Catoriano's always hurt. It's very important, but maybe the Texans will. You know, maybe George Kittle was not an early pick over San Francisco. Maybe they'll say you can find tight ends
you can find
running backs and guards.
Yeah. Well, and here's the deal: where is he going to go, and who's going to pay him big dollars? I mean, if he's not going to cost too much money, yes, absolutely.
Like I've already seen a Ty Warren from Penn State's really good. But you'd have to get him probably.
Brock Bowers.
We'll see. Brock's going to be good. I mean, I don't think you would draft Brock Bowers. It'd be interesting to have a weapon like Brock Bowers in the Texans offense.
If Brock Bowers is there when you pick?
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe you would. Because you're probably not drafting an offensive lineman.
What better player? I mean,
you're drafting
is there
a
wide receiver that's going to be better?
Brock Bowers is he's the pass catcher.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
People who say wide receiver, once you have a really good pass catching tight end, it's the same position basically.
Yeah.
Unless you're looking for somebody to stretch the field to help.
Now, if Malik Nabers falls, then
that may be a conversation.
Maybe because Harrison's going to
be. But there's always more receivers than there are tight ends.
Yes. Yes.
So if you have an elite tight end.
Yeah, you could find. I mean, how many of the wide receivers out there have been not top picks?
You find guys like that.
Yeah. I mean, you're just looking for speed.
And if we're worried about draft position, currently the Browns, which would be the Texans pick, are slated to pick 24th. So I don't know.
What would they have? If Jacksonville beaten them, where would they be? One loss less.
They'd be in that 20 to 22 range.
They still would be that much?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to, well, if we're talking about.
I can't believe this is what the Browns are doing with Joe Flacco and DTR and P.J. Walker. Like, how are they not at 5 wins?
Because of that defense.
That's the answer.
And Joe Flacko coming in. And
Flacco looked good.
Their best quarterback play.
I mean, in the 20s?
Well, I
would have swore that this would be 12 to 14.
Well, you got to beat them. They come to town, you got to beat them.
We need them to lose out.
All right. Hey, guys, are you ready to hit a home run this Christmas? We got a gift for your special someone. Pajamagram's famous naturally nude pajamas will make you a holiday hero. So good that they sell out every year. Naturally nude pajamas are known for ultimate comfort and style, soft and silky, better than lingerie with a curved, caressing fit. The kicker, when you order naturally nude pajamas today, you'll get a free naturally nude nightie. That's $75 savings on a very luxurious 2-in-1 complete gift. Better yet, with Pajamagram, you can even add gift packaging. So they'll wrap it for you. You get an extra lingerie, you get lingerie as well, all for one price. This is a great deal, guys. You're going to win Christmas. Hurry, go to Pajamagram today for naturally nude pajamas before they sell out. And they sell out every year. That's naturally nude pajamas at pajamagram.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Sweet Sassy Molassie.
Penguin goalie Peter Skudra says, "Hey, try not to shoot that puck up my pooper. I'll shoot the puck anywhere I want. And if that happens to be in your pooper, so be it."
Hey, guys, Underdog Fantasy is the leader. They're my leader. They're your leader in the fantasy space. And the reason is very, very simple. They let you have fun watching games, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, hockey. They cover everything, right? They cover everything. And I've been using them now for 3 years. They're awesome. And they allow you to, you know, get into the game even more because they have this Pick'em Challenge. This Pick'em game is where you pick between 2 and 5 players, and you take a look at the statistics they have in the Pick'em, right? They put statistics out there, different types of statistics. For every player that they have on there, you can pick higher or lower for that statistic, for just one of them. Then you move on to your next player. You pick between 2 and 5 players, and if you win, you are going to win multipliers of your play. 3 times for 2, 6 times for 3, 10 times for 4, and 20 times for 5. I know this because I participate in Pick'em. It's great. And right now you can use promo code Lance when you sign up for your first deposit. Go to the App Store, download their app, Underdog Fantasy. Make your first deposit, and they will match up to $100 on that first deposit. And in the spirit of holidays, Underdog Fantasy is going to do daily promos over the site formerly known as Twitter. Follow at Underdog Fantasy and be on the lookout for ways that you can win a Nintendo Switch and many more. It's going to start on December 14th. It's the 12 days of social promo. So make sure that you are getting in here because they're going to start doing this in just a couple of days. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Consider with your play. Call 800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
John and Lance are coming to you live.
Occasional Invitational Golf Tournament.
Live. At Wildcat Golf Club. After multiple attempts to birdie Dell's third hole, they've now moved on to groundskeeping and caddy duties for the remainder of the tournament. It's John and Lance.
What'd you say? We're not doing the Dell's.
You weren't even on air, and then you repeated it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not doing that.
Please stop doing that. Please stop doing that.
Please stop saying we're going to do that to Dell.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.
Hey, Roosh Williams, who I follow on Twitter, Roosh, a lot of great conversations about – he has some of the hard conversations a lot of Rocket fans don't like. A lot of fans think he's a hater or whatever. But I think he brings up legitimate points. I think he's pretty well thought out with his basketball stuff. And he brought up Jalen Green. And he just thinks, you know, he's kind of made the decision that Jalen's not the guy at two guard. He's not the guy that people thought he was. Is it a little early for that? I don't know. It's a matter of opinion. I still think Jalen can get better, but that doesn't mean that you know, Roosh might not be right, that he might not be the right two guard. The one thing I would point out, though, is Van Vliet is a two-year guy. Dylan Brooks is a four-year guy who is kind of limited in what he offers you. Jeff Green, obviously, is an old player. Like, you have a pretty good thing going here relative to what we've seen over the last few years, of course. But Jalen Green is a piece of a core. Like, he's not an ancillary. It's Fred VanVleet is a core player, but for 2 years. Like, you have to – it's almost like he's a bridge veteran. Do you start making decisions on Jalen Green? Because the point Roosh made is that he's getting close to coming up on an extension, and that extension is going to pay him about $30 million. Is there anyone that wants to pay Jalen Green $30 million a year right now? Because you know you got to pay Şengün.
He is a tough decision.
He is tough.
He is a really, really tough decision. Do you let the number 2 overall pick walk? I mean,
well, you deal him if you're going to do anything.
He's yeah, like, but you don't let okay. Him so who's going to? I mean, for what?
He has value.
He has value. He has but value. Okay, what?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you almost have to trade for the same position. I mean, or you can just say Cam, if you think Cam Whitmore is the answer, then I don't know. Maybe you trade him for a future draft pick and a legitimate big man who can play, you know, who maybe can give you minutes next to Alperen and do some of the things that Alperen can't do. I don't know. That's a good question. You've got some replication at the on the wing. Are you going to get a future point? Do you get a combo 1-2 player who can play the 1 and the 2? Because Fred VanVleet is not really a creator in terms of off the dribble, beating people off the dribble. But actually, that's what Amen Thompson is. So that just slipped my head that Amen just made it back. So I don't know. I think Amen is your 1-2 of the future. Jalen Green is the
we'll
two.
See.
I'm not in a big hurry.
He's got a lot to prove to.
Yeah, I'm not in a big – yeah, exactly. I'm not in a big hurry to trade Jalen. But once that number starts to come up on that extension, you are going to have to make a tough decision. Because in one sense – it doesn't make it necessarily harder to trade a player once they're under a long-term contract because you know what you're dealing with. So it's not necessarily going to be like baseball or football. But you do have to make contracts. I don't think that's a big deal. Maybe it would be easier, frankly, to trade Jalen after he does sign a contract as opposed to doesn't because you'd be concerned about – maybe you'd be concerned about him leaving if you trade for him
well,
if you're a team.
You've got him – this year and next, uh-huh. And he's a restricted free agent after that in 25. So
you got him a year and a half. You still have time.
You still have time. Yeah. They've already.
That's why I don't think you have to make a decision.
They've already exercised their options.
Is there
right.
any?
Do you need to make a decision now?
No,
I don't think you need.
The issue is, and we know it'll become one because of his draft status, and there will be a belief, no matter how he plays, that he's going to want the rookie max extension. And that becomes a problem as soon as the Rockets show any hesitation to give it to him. It'll become a thing because yeah. all those guys expect that no matter what they've done, no matter if his impact is decreased by rotation or simply other players taking a bigger lead on the team. So if you're the Rockets, you use the year and a half and you hope. You hope by the time it becomes a decision, he makes it easy for you one way or the other.
Yeah, you don't have to be in a big hurry. I mean, unless something you thought was special came along. Let's get Gary in here. Wants to talk about Jalen Green. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, what's up, guys? I follow Roosh as well. We actually interacted a little bit on this subject yesterday. And the idea of a rookie extension for Jalen Green, specifically a max, is ridiculous at this point. He's just not shown that, like, he's an NBA impact player. I think he's like a borderline starter, but you don't give borderline starters like $30 million contracts. Or you shouldn't, let me say that. The other thing is, for anybody who's unfamiliar with the NBA draft, like, just go Google the NBA draft and just look at the first 10 picks over, like, the last 5 years. Like, 70% of them are washouts. So I'm not saying that he's a washout. But it would not be unusual if a high draft pick in the NBA didn't work out. It would actually be more likely than not. So it's not crazy to think that Jalen Green, like, we should all be concerned and still have hope. But at this point, we should certainly be concerned.
So you better watch yourself because every time I talk like that, and I was talking about Jalen in the offseason and how the team was looking at him, and the team talked about how he has to be better. I mean, I'm just a hater.
You're certified.
And
I've always said that about
you.
Yeah, I'm a hater. So watch yourself, Gary, because you're a hater right now. If you don't love Jalen Green, because Jalen could put 30 on you, you know, about 4 or 5 times a season.
Just as a rookie, did like 7 games in a row. He's got it in him. Well, okay. That was on a losing team and the Jeff Van Gundy corollary of
even somebody's got
somebody
score.
Scoring on a terrible team. Yeah.
This is more. I'm okay. I don't think Jalen's playing poorly. No. I mean, he has his stinkers.
I still think that Jalen Green is learning how to play.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could hurry the process up. I don't. When you haven't played college ball, I don't think the
and
process.
And what's
can
good
be
is having Ime Udoka. You got him with Ime for 2 years.
Because Ime's going
to. And you find out.
Ime's going to keep it real with you.
Yes.
I mean, if you need to sit down, you're going to sit
down.
Well,
he's already sat a fourth quarter this season.
So is Jabari Smith. Yes. Like, Ime does not care. So I think that's good for Jalen. I think Jalen needs that. Now, Roosh may still be right. Jalen may not be the right guy for the team moving forward, but he may be. what we may find is that he hits, you know, he hits another gear. I tell you what's going to be interesting. They came in the same year. Shingun is getting all this love. Jalen got all the love initially. Now it's Shingun. And Shingun's talking about, I work harder. Defense is important to me now. This is like it was in Turkey when it was. It's a job that you take seriously. You know, something's clicked with Shingun where he is growing up and his game is maturing. There's a chance that Jalen Green, now maybe not, but if Jalen is a competitive player, there's a chance that he sees all this and says, hey, wait a minute. I want to be that too. We saw him working with Fred VanVleet. I don't think it was that Jalen didn't work in the offseason. Mm-hmm. I think Jalen just is still learning to become emotionally intelligent.
So how many 30-point games does Jalen have this year?
Oh, this year? I'd say one.
One.
Yeah.
See, this is more what Jalen – that the 30-point games that he scored with Steven Silas when he just went, ole, give me the ball, I'm going to go up and shoot, and I'm going to score. This is team basketball, and this is more of what Jalen Green is going to be for this basketball team.
What you brought up about Shingun is great, but the game within the game is when the Rockets are wholeheartedly giving Shingun that money and Jalen Green's looking at them saying
– I know.
I'm sitting here.
That's a problem.
And the likelihood – the benefit of having all those picks was you got a lot of shots to see if you could go find great players. But now you're going to give Shingun his money because we expect that trajectory to keep going up. You're not going to give Jalen Green that money, and you kind of don't want to. How many guys are you looking to give that type of money to when you already have Dylan Brooks? You're going to have to make a decision on Fred VanVleet if you're bringing him back too. It looks like from here you're looking at a trade. That seems like the more likely scenario. You're giving Shingun his money, and you're going to turn him into your cornerstone. We can laugh at your baby Jokic stuff if we like, but they're probably going to center their team around him.
They should.
I'll tell you this.
And then Jalen Green's not Jamal Murray, so they're probably going to have to deal him the way things are going.
I'll tell you this. Before I'm telling you, this offseason, this organization probably did not think that Alperen Şengün would be on the team.
I just don't know how you watched.
They did not think that
I'm
Alperen
gonna be
Şengün
with you.
So they thought they were going to deal him?
A max player.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But I don't know how this concerns me because what are they looking at? Like, now I don't know the personality, the work ethic and all that stuff. And I'd heard he was very immature because he was like 19.
He's turned a
but
corner.
But basketball. Yeah.
Well,
it was a very easy – no, to me, well, it was
but he,
very
but defensively,
easy
he a one, was a huge
it.
Liability.
It's hard to get money
and
to like
that's what they were
player.
Looking at. But, of course, Steven Silas' defense, everybody was a liability.
But offensively, he was special. Like, I made a comment last year. I'm like, guys, he's more skilled. I watched Olajuwon from the time he came into University of Houston all the way through his Rockets career. I watched his first game when he was – you know, Akeem, the jelly bean.
In fairness, you can't.
His skill level is incredible.
Incredible. But you, in fairness, they realized they saw Steven Silas basketball for 3 years or 4 years, and they said, you can't win if you can't play any defense. If Şengün can't play defense, he is going to be a liability. I don't care what his offensive skill
set
is.
Well, what's being demanded of you?
Well, now he's playing. He's actually playing well defensively.
They say you either coach it or you accept.
Well,
it.
But they're playing team defense,
right?
But
Silas didn't coach it.
No,
you either
didn't.
Coach it, which also means you.
But LP's footwork was not good
offensively. It was,
but not defensively. It was awful. He couldn't switch off on guys.
He could. He was
getting
lazy.
Toasted.
To me,
he was getting toasted.
He was lazy. I don't think it's a matter of could he do something. I don't think the effort was there. But defense and rebounding is purely about effort.
I understand the viewpoint going into the year because you don't want to base your team around a one-way player. You're not going to win anything that way. And Jokic is obviously your example. Jokic is a better team defender than people think, and he's a rim protector as well. But if Alperen Şengün is your best player, you don't want to throw max money at a guy who's a one-way guy.
Yeah.
And that's why what this year has become for him is something you can look at and go, okay, we see,
but it's
see
a simple. This is simple, right? You have two players. You got one of them, Şengün, and you got to have a second one. Is Jalen Green the second one? Because Fred VanVleet, short term.
Well, what about Jabari?
Dylan is not
being the second one.
Yeah, but Jabari. Do you get the fact? Do you think Jabari is a number two on a team from a scoring and all that standpoint?
We'll see.
I think he's Robert Horry-ish, a better version of it. Tayshaun Prince, like. I think he's good, but who's your number two star? You got to have two stars.
Yeah.
They don't have one yet.
They don't have a number. Jalen's probably not that guy, and Dell's right. If he's not going to be do probably move on.
Smart
team would.
I don't think that that's beyond the realm of possibility with this team. They're not enamored with him like they were James Harden. It'll be interesting
Nobody
to see.
Nobody is enamored with anyone as much as the Rockets have been
with
James
Harden.
Harden.
Hey, listen, we're at Wildcat Golf Club, and we are going to be here all day. So if you're looking for some place to come and eat, the Highlands is open. You can go and play up there. Go to the website and play here today. It's just beautiful. The course is in perfect shape. And we appreciate all the sponsors here that have helped us out. One of our sponsors is Mark Klein. Next Friday, we're going to be at his place on Fountain View in Westheimer, and we want you to come on out there, and we want you to be part of our Christmas party. It is going to be – so. It's always so much fun. Please – We'll have all the libations. We'll have food out there. Then we head over to the Nick's place, and it's just going to be a great day. But now's the time to go 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388, and call Mark or text Mark and send him what picture of whatever jewelry that you want him to make and have it ready for you on the 22nd. He will. He does this every year for our listeners. You are going to love what he does for you. You are going to love the prices. The prices have never been better. They've got lab-grown diamonds now, which are real diamonds that are same color, weight, clarity. You can't tell the difference, and yet they're a fraction of the cost. This is what's happening every day at Klein's. And if you're looking for any kind of jewelry, it doesn't have to be diamonds, whatever jewelry you're looking for her this holiday season, get to kleinsjewelry.com or one of its two locations, Fountain View and Westheimer, or on Woodway and Augusta, or call him, 832-316-1388.
ESPN 97.5, you've chosen wisely.
It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
The Lobo Veritex Community Bank Studios at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Occasional Invitational Golf Tournament.
Live at Wildcat Golf Club. These three sellouts have left the PGA for the live. It's Granado, Zerline, and Oladeya.
Yep.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live at Wildcat Golf Club for our occasional invitational. Thank you to St. Arnold's. Thank you to Cypress Trail Hideout featuring Papa Charlie's Barbecue and Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. They will be the libations, the breakfast, and the lunch or the dinner here at Wildcat Golf Club. And thanks to Wildcat Golf Club because Elmer and Tim and everybody here, sensational to us, and we love them. Nick does a great job putting together. If you have a tournament, this is the place to come. They've got 36 championship holes. We're going to use just 18 of them today, so you got a chance to come out and play. If you haven't played the Highlands, come on. That's my favorite side up there. Sorry, Lakes, but the Highlands is my favorite side. You're just going to have to live with it.
Are you apologizing to something that doesn't have a brain?
Yes.
Okay.
I am. Because I like...
You like the lakes.
I'm enamored with the lakes, but...
Do you fear retribution from a golf course? Is that why you're apologizing?
Maybe today I will. Maybe today it will bite back at
me. Okay, for all the ship you're talking about it? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe it's not going to be happy with me. Yes. All right. That's a possibility. So we got that going on right now. So we talk about how fat Chaz McCormick is.
Now, can you just say that's a joke? Can you? Because people who don't know are like, I had to stop listening to that. I turn into the sports station, and they're like calling Chaz fat. Can you tell people what the joke is?
Well, Dusty brings him donuts and
stuff. No, Dusty's not there, and
pudding.
It wasn't donuts. It was
pudding.
Chandler Rome said that in his article about why Chaz wasn't playing.
Noted Astros muckraker and Dusty hater.
Right.
As people said.
Said that Dusty thought that Chaz was overweight.
The Astros did.
Well, Dusty did. And Dusty doesn't put him in the lineup.
Yeah.
Not enough.
So he's fat Chaz now. So that's,
you turned him into that.
I didn't turn him into that. It's
Dusty did, but not all the feeding.
Who started calling him fat Chaz?
I don't know, people?
No.
I don't know who the people
they
are.
They didn't.
Where those
many,
many, many people.
Many people have called him fat Chaz.
So anyway,
no, they didn't.
If you think he's fat, wait till you hear how fat.
I don't
fat,
think he is.
Wait till you hear how fat Stephen A. thinks.
This is so out of pocket.
Zion Williamson is. Well, now, This is doubling down, right?
Yes.
This is doubling down.
Stephen A. saw him at the in-season tournament in the semifinal against the Lakers. He was disturbed by the belly he saw from Zion at the free throw line. He said when he took a deep breath in and he breathed out, his belly jiggled. And that struck Stephen A. as something not great for an NBA player. And he said, I wasn't going to talk about this until multiple outlets talked about how New Orleans was not happy with Zion, then it was free reign for Stephen A., and he has not let up.
And he's done it more than once.
More than once. This because we played one before.
Yeah, this is the
this
second
is another one.
This is even – Zion must have shot back at him.
But, I don't know how.
I don't know how he did, but Zion must have – or something must have got back to Stephen A. that Zion said something, because now this is so personal. Stephen A. has really become petty, but this is so personal for Stephen A., what he says here, I'm not saying things he's saying aren't. Look, New Orleans cooked. They're not. They gave a bunch of money to a guy who, best case scenario, has an eating disorder. He has an eating.
Or he's just not interested in doing what it takes to be a
great basketball
player.
Yeah, but I think he's addicted to food. I mean, I think there's a very good chance people get addicted to sex, drugs, gambling, technology, whatever. I think he's probably addicted to food. It's going to be hard. But everyone sees the amount of money, and like he's done it before, you know, he's gotten in shape before, and now he's got this much money, and it's like,
would you rather have him be addicted to food or just be lazy? Because that's the other possibility. He's just lazy.
I think you could have both.
There's a combination of this.
I think the Venn diagram probably almost overlaps. Yes.
Let's hear the latest diatribe on Stephen A. on Zion Williamson.
It is shameful. You got chefs in New Orleans. I'm not exaggerating. I'm quoting people. You got chefs in New Orleans who love him. They're looking for him. Everybody, every chef there wants to meet him because they know he'll show up to their restaurant. The word out on Zion Williamson is that he'll eat the table. I'm quoting. He'll eat the table. What in the hell is going on with Zion Williamson? If Zion Williamson.
I think we lost it.
Oh, that really? Was the end of it?
Oh.
Because I thought I sent you one where he talks about
Yeah, you might want to pull that one up that Dell sent.
That was the one you played a couple days ago.
Yeah, right.
I put one on the rundown.
No. I thought you wanted the new one.
No.
There's some confusion. The new one is straight from, like, ESPN. Huh. And he calls him fat, out of shape, and unfocused. I have it on it's a YouTube clip on the rundown.
Okay, I'll add that one.
We'll get to that. Yeah, it was that one was the, I feel like, the, yeah, he has talked about him at the buffet table a couple times.
Yeah, that's the one we played.
We just played, but there is a new one that Sean will play where it's about a minute 43 or a minute 40, whatever it is, and he goes in on Zion some more, so we'll get that. Calling him addicted to food kind of lets him off the hook. I don't know what his issue is, but I don't get the sense that New Orleans thinks he's addicted to food and he has a problem. I think they get the sense that he's just lazy, he doesn't care enough, and he has a body type that will balloon if he's not –
well, that's
he's
true.
Not actively locked
probably
in.
That's all true. And that's why when you get to that point where you had to give Zion, after all these games he missed, you had to make a decision on Zion Williamson, and you gave him that deal, you were done. Because if any of those things were true that you talked about, Dell, especially if the one where he didn't care as much, then you were going to make it worse with the giant safety net. Once you give somebody a safety net, their problems will become exacerbated because now they have the financial means. They are set for their lives.
They have
Zion is set for
bleep you money.
Yeah.
Bleep you money is, hey, you owe me. Okay?
Yeah, and Zion appeared – it felt like Zion thought that the first check was bleep you money.
First you know contract. What? What do you do? What do you do? You can't give up on him.
No, you have to.
Think about the top two picks in that draft.
That's how you ended up giving him that contract because you said you can't give
Somehow, Zion is the least – he has the least issues of the top two picks.
Him and John Morant
got drafted right behind him.
Dude, that was coming off looking like a generational 1-2, and now it's like
– So, by the way, the Rockets
very
got,
problematic
the draft. Rockets got Memphis tonight and Memphis on Friday. He doesn't come back until December 19th.
John Morant?
Ja does. Yeah. So we miss Ja, which is I get a good thing. You want to win, right?
Yeah, and I want to keep my players safe.
Yes.
Okay.
You think if somebody gets lippy with Ja –
I just,
even still,
like I said, his boys are lingering. I don't know who's going to have
watch
a.
Yourself,
you better stop talking.
I just said I want to keep my Rockets safe.
You
I'm enjoying this season.
No, yourself safe.
I don't. I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about Jabari Smith.
Maybe you.
I'm
should.
Worried about Dylan Brooks.
I'm worried about that. I might actually, catch some crossfire here.
Well, here's might. Before we get
I have to worry about that. I may catch a stray from one of your comments.
What comments? You're the one talking about Ja.
You both put each other in danger. Before we, I am the one who should be worried. Before we go to break, here's the full Stephen A., which is what he did yesterday, talking about Zion.
Now, juxtapose that to Zion Williamson, who looked fat, out of shape, unfocused, lethargic, and blasé. You're about 15 years or more younger than LeBron James. He's in his 21st season. Zion Williamson has missed 63% of his games. And he hasn't even completed his fifth year in the NBA yet. That's how pathetic it's been. And this kid is a superstar potential kind of talent. His affliction is food. He can't stop eating. How would I know this? Could it be because chefs in New Orleans love him? That's what I've heard. That could be one reason. Could it be that New Orleans is one of the best cities in America, if not the best city in America, when it comes to restaurants and food? Sure. But the ultimate evidence was his belly. I watched this man walk to the free throw line. And I saw his belly bounce. Now, maybe there's something wrong with my eyes. But there's no excuse for an NBA player, professional athlete on a basketball team to be having his stomach bouncing. There's no excuse for that. Something's got to give. And I hope it's Zion giving more in effort and less chewing. Somebody needs to say it. So, damn it, I'm going to say it.
I mean, all that's right. One of the biggest roasts of all. To say more effort and less chewing.
No.
You insulted him a little bit.
Wait a minute.
Email that one to me, please.
More effort less, and less chewing.
Can you email that to me? I need to send it to a couple NFL guys.
Anytime we talk about Chaz. You got to talk about Maestro DeBell.
Let's talk about Maestro DeBell. More effort, more drinking, and less chewing. That's what you could be doing. That's what, that's what Maestro DeBell is all about. And I'm going to take a look back there behind the bar. Oh, no, we need to add it here. I don't see it back there. Look, a lot of people are, there's restaurants and bars are adding the Maestro DeBell by the day. It's becoming more and more popular in this country. It's big in Mexico. And the reason is simple. It's the craftsmanship. It tastes delicious. It's a really, really good tequila. It is made with the best ingredients. And the process they use, they never shortcut the process. The aging is always on point. And what you find is that every time you sip a different type of tequila, they have Reposado, the silver, smoked silver, Añejo, Cristalino, which is a category they invented. You're going to taste unbelievable flavor profile and just a hint of sweetness at the back end. Never a burn, always outstanding for sipping, but of course great for if you are looking to make a different type of cocktail that really has a high-end finish to it. So make sure that you check out my friends at Maestro DeBell. Get a bottle this holiday season. Give it for a gift if you like, but make sure that you try it and put it on your shelf because you're going to find a premium spirit at an affordable price. It's Maestro DeBell.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
How much weight do you think I could bench press? Just make a guess. Ballpark figure.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.